I'm WUWM Susan Bentz. A local researcher is looking for signs of the coronavirus in human waste. Sandra McClellan of the UWM School of Freshwater Sciences hopes the findings can help track trends in COVID-19. Typically, this time of year, her team would be busy in the field.
We'd already be sampling the rivers and just starting on the beaches.
McClellan's lab, located where East Greenfield Avenue bumps into the Milwaukee Harbor, has been tracking bacteria that can impact public health for years.
Because we've done sewage surveillance for bacteria for so long, when we started hearing reports that it might be in sewage, that was the first thing that came to mind. Of course, we should be sampling sewage.
Coronavirus is a respiratory virus, but it works its way into human waste. In February, weeks before the governor launched his now-defunct Safer at Home order, McClellan began brainstorming with colleagues around the country, especially at Stanford University in California.
You really need the environmental virologists. They're the ones that are way on the forefront of working out the methods and looking at maybe what some of the best practices are, which really enable people like me that normally work with bacteria to jump in and do the extraction part of it.
Initially, McClellan envisioned sending local samples to the West Coast for analysis.
But there's such a need for it that we decided to try and set it up regionally here in Wisconsin.
Other communities, including Racine and Green Bay, are now harvesting and freezing samples. McClellan's lab is gearing up to analyze them.
We're kind of systematically thinking about what the workflow might look like and how we can do this, not just archiving them, but start to do it in real time, where we can get answers weekly for the communities that might be impacted.
At the same time, McClellan is careful not to overpromise.
You know, you cannot tell how many people are sick based on what you find in sewage.
But McClellan says ongoing monitoring could detect trends.
As we do more social distancing, we'll see it go down. And if we have outbreaks or it's spreading, we may see the trend go up. So it's potentially a really great early warning system.
McClellan says the All Hands on Deck initiative is both inspiring and could serve as a blueprint to proactively handle new threats. While traces of the coronavirus can be detected in human waste, McClellan says the virus is likely no longer infectious. Susan Bentz, 89.7, WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.